What's going on, everyone? Thanks for tuning in to Just Another Failure Podcast. We got a couple sponsors to shout out before the episode, people that support us, people that you might have seen on the show. If you guys want to not get hooked up on products, go ahead and skip to about 3.5 minutes and you'll get into our episode. But if you guys are rad and want to support rad products, stay tuned because we're going to hook you guys up with some rad promo codes and tell you some companies that support us. First off, we have Muertos Coffee. They are out of Winters, California. They are firefighter owned and operated, and use promo code, what do we have over there? Just Another Failure, and you're going to get 20% off, plus 5% of all proceeds are going to go back to our first responders and our frontline workers out there on the line. Also hit up Heatwave Visual. They will have your eyes protected. They got gear, they got sweatshirts, best in the business. Use promo code FAIL for 10% off. You're going to be stoked. They are the most comfortable sunglasses. They got the best rating out there with their lenses. Also, if you like our flags in the background, check out 30 Seconds out of Sun Valley, Idaho. They are veteran owned and operated, and they got rad gear out there. But what else do we got with these guys?
We also got our boys over at Rockwell, which is, I mean, if you're looking for an athletic watch, if you're looking to just be looking sick with a nice watch, go hit up rockwelltime.com and use failure20 at checkout for 20% off. They got everything though too. Like,
they're not just watches, they're moto goggles.
They got everything.
CrossFit gear.
I'm just saying,
supplements.
I'm just saying, like, that's their main thing is watches. But these guys got shirts, they got proteins, they got all sorts of stuff. So go to Rockwell Time, go check out what they got on their website. Everything these guys do is honestly amazing. Use failure20 for 20% off your order. And then we also got our boys over at Canna Dips. Yeah, exactly. Slap it up.
So pack me a lipper here real quick.
So these are CBD pouches. It's a chewing tobacco alternative. So completely tobacco free. All natural products are used in the making of it. So these things are sick. And obviously CBD infused, so they help. I mean, if you get sore like we do from working out, helps with that. If you got like that anxiety and need to get a little calm down, these guys will help you out.
Out of Humboldt, California, so yeah, they are in the Green Triangle.
They're in the heart of Humboldt. So, but these guys got all sorts of insane flavors too. So good. And if you go to their website, CannaDips.com, use FAIL20 at checkout and get 20% off of your order as well. So go get some of those.
And last but not least, you can support us by tuning into anchor.fm. You can support us for just $1 a month, or head over to our website, www.justanotherfailure.com. Check it out. Grab a t-shirt. You guys can support us if you like what you see. Don't forget to follow us, subscribe to us, check us out. Otherwise, enjoy the episodes.
Enjoy, guys.
Oh, that's the sign.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Just Another Failure Podcast with myself, Devin, my buddy Matt over here, who's constantly on his phone, never pays attention to anything that's going on.
I got a sick message.
No, that's cool, dude. Everything's way more important than what we're doing right now. Sick. And then we got our buddy, Mr. Coda.
Squaw.
What's up?
Sick intro.
What's
I love
up, everybody?
It. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm great. This is crazy. I didn't think I would be here this soon.
Yeah.
I figured I would be here sometime. But like after I made it big, you guys, okay, let's invite him.
Yeah, we saw. I mean, now that you like, you know, you got a following and you're important, we were like, hey, we need to get this guy on.
Hey, but Coda's a real though. He was there on the very, very, very first episode we ever recorded.
He actually was there. I forgot about that.
We tried to get him on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the other room.
I forgot about that.
I had a job at the time. So technically
you were on before we were on.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right.
This podcast started at Coda and his mom's screen printing shop.
Yeah.
In El Segundo, California. Yeah,
that's crazy.
So if you guys need some stuff, clockwork.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I mean, we can talk about that before we get into what the hell is going on the table right now.
We have a lot on the table.
We're gonna get into that, but let's talk about some stuff before our faces are burned off.
Yes.
So you got some stuff going on. I mean,
I try to stay busy.
You got You work at Clockwork, like like Matt said, which is
20 hours a day, and then with the other three, I try to
And do other cool stuff.
So I don't go crazy. Yeah.
But I mean, they make all of our shirts and our sick ass hats, and
I forgot at my shop, by the way. Wow. Bro, I left for a dinner meeting last night, and then I was like booked it, and then. I know.
It's cool. No, it's cool.
Hey, why don't you just open the door and have me get the fuck out?
I thought about that driving over here. I was like, I could still turn back. Like, I don't have to go. I don't have to show up today.
No, it's cool. Like, we wanted you repping and everything, but it's fine.
I just show off my haircut I just got last night.
No, that's way cooler.
But Coda's a hustler, man. I mean, what was the first brand? The Be Fucking Nice?
It's a vibe. I do it with my ex, dude.
Yeah,
it's and a then, vibe. But she came up
you
with
weren't
it.
Even close. No,
it's a ISSA. No, the reason I couldn't
the
get
hats had that on there. There was a hat on there that said that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we couldn't get a trademark because it was too close to It's a Vibe. So they shut it down. So I was like, fuck, okay. But yeah, we did that. And then like we aren't together. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to take her idea. So I'm just going to do my own stuff. So yeah.
Fair enough.
So now you're hustling, though.
I'm trying to be great, dude. I want to be like the Guy Fieri of wings.
You said that really fast and really
quick.
Fieri. He's been practicing that.
Which one. We were just talking about. A lot of people don't know that. It's pronounced Guy Fieri.
Yeah. I've seen, out of the 365 episodes of Guy's Grocery Games, I've seen like 300 of them.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a...
You're just sitting at Clockwork, just like editing up all the messed up artwork, and then you're like, yep, you got Fieri. Here we go.
I'm about to slap somebody. Let's watch Guy's Grocery Games.
You're sitting there on the press, and he's just got his laptop on top of the heater.
He's getting all heated at a customer. He's like, this motherfucker, I'm about to take you to Flavortown, bitch.
Let's see what they do with 7 items or less.
Take you to Flavortown. How's that sound?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Your latest venture and why we have just an absolute... plethora of things on the table right now is you're doing I Eat Wings.
We Eat Wings.
We Eat Wings.
Yeah. Dude, you suck at all of his names.
It's like, all good.
It's early in the morning.
Doesn't even know. Hey, okay. What's that company that you have? Not this name at all?
Clock Don't Work? Yeah. Yes, that's it. Exactly, yeah.
We Eat Wings.
Yeah.
So walk us through what We Eat Wings
is. Yeah, you work at that time place, right?
The watch fixing place,
Gosh.
Honestly.
Roasted this morning.
We Eat Wings, what's funny is I didn't even plan to like eat the hot sauces. That was like the part I didn't want to do because I don't like hot sauces.
You just wanted to eat the wings?
I just wanted to eat wings. But then like I went to the first place and they didn't end up having like a signature sauce. So I was like, bro, I'll just get the hot one. And then I did the one chip challenge and I was like, I think I can handle most
stuff. I want to do the one chip challenge really bad.
What's the
Scoville
on the one chip?
1.5 million.
Okay.
But I don't know. I looked this up and apparently this one's claiming this is 2 million on the Scoville rating. So...
The most innocent one?
The most innocent
the nice
looking
lady.
One,
she looks
apparently.
Like a Mother Teresa kind of
thing.
Yeah,
she looks like such a nice lady. Like, she'd take care of you if she found you on the street.
That's apparently, what most women, though. They look nice and then being a bitch. I'm just kidding.
Man.
I'm just bitter. I'm sorry.
Women, dude, women are tough, bro.
Hey, you brought up the company with his ex, dude. Now he's fucking, now he's all pissed off, dude.
I know.
We've all had a brutal breakup, right? It's happened.
Now he's mad, dude.
No, I'm good. Now I'm all warmed up. No pun intended.
Yeah, so you guys are out eating spicy foods. Is it you?
It's like me, and then we is like whoever I'm with. So like I've done it with two different people already, and then me and my best friend since I'm in like sixth grade, we're going to this place up in Maywood, California. They're like, they got voted like the top 100 places to eat in the U.S. like a couple years ago. So
is that good?
I think so. There's a bunch of restaurants, so top 100 is pretty good.
I guess so, like, right. So you can handle the Diablo sauce at Del Taco.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Okay. I put, like, the whole thing on one bite and then eat a next bite with the next one.
Then you can do the fire sauce at Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Okay. All right, so this guy can eat some hot
so
food.
You can handle, like, hey, so you can handle...
I'm lactose intolerant, though, so I'm
so you can handle Tabasco or what, dude?
Like a drop.
Dude, burn it.
I'm more like the green Cholula guy. Like, that's my...
You
my
do concern. Love the green Cholula.
Oh, the green Cholula is
like... I don't like verde salsa, bro, okay?
How do you not like verde salsa? I can't even do that
I'm super picky. So
I love
textures.
That both of you just sounded so incredibly white.
Verde.
Verde sauce.
Verde.
I thought I sounded pretty legit.
I don't like the verde sauce.
The verde ain't my favorite.
That green stuff and whatnot is not my fave.
So it's early in the morning. It's 9 right now.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I got up at 7 this morning.
You did?
Yeah, dude.
That's early for you, huh?
Yeah, and I went to bed at 1 because
I'm so proud of you.
I had to upload all our stuff last night because you just went home and went to bed. And
hey, honestly, 1 o'clock, my guy, I saw the text at like 12:40. I didn't even get home till.
Okay. So by the time you fall asleep after that 12:40 text, it's course, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, but I was up too. So what you crying about?
Okay, this guy.
You're not that cool. I was up at six. Suck it.
We are going to eat some food this morning. So I cooked us up some breakfast burritos. We have some wings that we could add some sauce to.
Bing.
I have my own special sauce on here prior.
That sounds weird, bro. I don't want that
one. Yeah, why'd you say it like that?
I put my own special sauce.
And I wrapped it in foil and got it for you guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so these are wings you already
not
sauced.
Not hot. Just a nice little glaze on there.
That's put a Cajun rub on it or something?
I got a nice little rub on there.
Nice, cool.
And then I have the homemade pickles. It's in a Claussen jar. But
Wait. Okay, pause on the pickle game because we were just talking about this and Coda apparently has only tried one pickle in your entire fucking life.
I could tell you some shit that I tried to blow your mind.
But you
I haven't tried. I started eating eggs two and a half years ago.
An egg?
Yeah, what? Bro. I'm dead serious.
Who are you?
What do you eat?
I like chicken and rice and stuff like that. I'm super basic, but I started So I started eating like eggs. Like,
I mean, I'm on the program with 3 years. Like ago. I could live off chicken and rice for real. But how do you? It's an egg. Like
I know. I just texture. I don't like weird shit. I can only eat scrambled eggs if it's in a sandwich or a burrito. I can't eat them.
Plain. You're like one of the weird texture guys.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. I mean, hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
But so what do we got here with the pickles, Matt? Cause you made this concoction, I guess, right?
Yeah. So it's pickles, which is cucumbers cut up.
Uh-huh.
And then we have pickle juice.
And right. And
we have jalapenos.
Jalapeno.
Yep. And then we have habaneros.
Oh, there's habaneros in there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't find any ghost peppers, so.
That's okay. I'm sure we have enough right here.
Yeah, we got Scotch bonnets. We have some ghost peppers. We have some Carolina Reaper. That's in the hot sauce game. So this is just, I think this is going to be a mild.
This is a warm up. This is a little warm up.
I mean, if you want, like, we could all grab a pickle.
Yeah, let's.
I'm going to pass. I don't eat pickles.
No, you got to eat.
No, you got to eat.
I'm going to throw up.
You'll be fine.
Eat one of the jalapenos then.
See, this is. Okay, I'll eat a jalapeno.
Yeah, just eat the jalapeno.
Let me get a fork.
Come on, Matt.
Come on.
All right, let's get up in here.
All right, let's see.
Oh, and I got a habanero.
You got a jala?
It smells hot.
Okay, I see what you were dealing with now.
Okay, Matt. Yeah. See, it's not as easy.
They're fresh pickles. They're crazy.
You can probably grab.
I'm gonna grab this.
You can just set it on the little tray there.
Fuck that. I'm gonna grab this thing.
Okay.
No, fuck. I don't wanna grab anything. I'm gonna take this.
I don't want none of it.
Okay, they don't smell like terribly bad.
They smell good.
They have a nice.
They got an aroma to them.
Okay, we're good. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers to the mic.
Ding.
Oh, you're going habanero too.
I'm going habanero and the pickle.
Not bad.
That's pretty hot.
The habanero is warm.
Why did I do that?
It has like a build up taste.
What do you mean?
It gets hotter as you eat it.
Yep.
It's habanero. Habaneros are warm.
As you eat it, it's getting a little warmer.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got a little.
It's not bad.
It's got a little kick to her.
Yeah. No, it's a little spicy. It's not.
I think that was a good warm up.
That was a good warm up. I think that was a good warm up.
I'm scared.
But so we also have the hot noodle challenge. I'm gonna have to take my jacket off. I can already tell. I'm gonna get a little warm.
You're already getting warm.
I'm going to get warm in here. I can just feel it.
So,
but this is like the viral.
Yep. Challenge.
Hot noodle challenge that everyone does too.
I just did it. It's not that bad.
So should we move to that and then hit hot sauces?
Or do you want to go breakfast burrito?
With a hot sauce?
Yeah. Let's do breakfast burrito with a hot sauce.
All right. I mean, we can do that.
What kind of breakfast burritos?
We have eggs, cheese, bacon, and sausage.
Woo!
Very California vegan.
Vegan friendly channel, by the way. Mine is.
All right. Are we,
Super vegan. I say everyone takes a saw. Oh, you're getting Reaper head?
Yeah, I think we're going to go with the I like him without the hood on. He actually looks better.
Looks like a monkey.
Yeah. It looks like, what's his name?
I like him. Throw that
Guy Fox.
Who's Guy Fox?
Yeah, who that?
Who are you people?
I tell you, I don't watch TV.
The guy doesn't eat pickles and doesn't know who Guy Fox is?
I don't know who Guy Fox is either.
V for Vendetta?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I'm the worst with movies, bro. If it's not Adam Sandler or Superbad, I probably haven't seen it.
All right.
I guess we could all grab a phone, too, and we could, like, do facial reactions while we're... And then
we'll do an Instagram Live. That's what I did last time. I'm not going to do it live, but...
We'll record sideways of our faces as we're eating this stuff.
Okay.
You see this thing?
Oh, yeah. Here, you want to open that?
So, Evan took off the guy's head, but we're starting with the Reaper.
He gave him head.
It's not true.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're starting with the Reaper guy here.
It's not true.
And we'll probably cut some of this stuff into the cast here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get down on a burrito.
I know all about editing.
Big editor guy.
I spend my days editing on Sundays. That's my main thing.
Yeah, I hear that seal cracking. This is real life, right? How's it smell? How are we vibing on it?
I'm already going to share my pants.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
Fuck.
Give us some songs. I like this episode's just going to kind of be like heavy breathing and a lot of like chewing noises.
It's
going to
be like an intense movie.
It's just going to be heavy breathing and chewing noises the whole time. You guys are welcome.
I'll wait for all of us to get in.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna load her up. I'm not fucking scared.
You seen Hot Ones? You gotta pace yourself.
No, I'm trying to be in pain like this whole episode because that's what the people want.
All right.
Gets the people going.
Oh man. Bullshit. All
right.
Oh yeah, this smells like a hot Tabasco.
Yeah.
Oh, it really does.
Uh-huh.
It's got a lot of Tabasco smell on it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
my nose is already watery. I got post nasal drip, you guys. By the way,
guys,
so.
We're gonna have to pause. All
right, you guys ready? Drip.
Yeah, ready.
All right, cheers, boys.
Let's cheers. See how she
cheers,
goes.
Boys.
Hmm.
I didn't want to be this guy that does this. That's not what I had planned. But it's funny how life works out.
It's actually a good taste.
Yeah, it's not as hot as that fucking habanero.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the taste is actually really good.
The
yeah,
sneaky ones, much. They sneak up on you sometimes, though. It's hot after.
Have me a little more.
I mean, it's hot.
Hand me a little more.
Yeah. Get me a little more there, buddy, please.
There, lad. Hey, laddie. Give us some more hot sauce.
I got to make my butt hurt.
Yeah, so what is this one? The Reaper?
This is the Reaper.
The Reaper hot sauce.
It's getting hotter though, but it's not bad.
It's warming up, but it's
I can
not
feel
crazy.
It.
Yeah.
It's got a little kick at
it
the
hits
end.
It hits like
yeah.
right here.
Mm-hmm.
It hits. Shit hits. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I can hang out with
as
it.
As long as I can drink some, I'm good. This guy's
not even recording him. I mean, this guy over here. He's not even recording himself.
The chip, I tried to like be Superman and not drink anything. It was terrible.
The Reaper. Yeah, I like this hot sauce. It tastes really good, actually.
Yeah, it actually does taste
good. It's solid. It's like a nice hot, but it's not...
It's like spicy, but it's like kind of... You can chill with it still.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I still taste the habanero right now.
The habanero was warm.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So what was in this one? Read the ingredients in this one.
Sauce.
Oh. Habanero. Ghost pepper. Carrot. White vinegar.
They all have carrot in them. Like, that's like a huge... ingredient for sauce.
That's it. There's only three peppers. Oh, no, two. Habanero and ghost pepper.
All
right. Citric acid and some other scientific shit that I don't know about.
Okay.
All right.
That's solid. That's why it's not super, super hot. But it's solid.
All right.
Well, eat your whole burrito in one sauce?
I'm done.
I thought we were going to eat. How are you doing this?
That's what the wings are for, baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm just hungry, so.
Right. Hold your camera for a second.
I was chowing down. Alright,
we're gonna get the jet boil going.
This is a good breakfast burrito.
Not bad.
I usually don't eat sausage, but it's good.
If you guys haven't checked out a jet boil, these things are dope.
Check it. Kobe. Oh,
The bank ain't open this early though, bro.
Alright, whatever, dog.
I used to work there, I know.
I used to work there.
He worked at Chase.
Okay. So we're gonna get the jet boil going here. Get our water heated up.
Ugh.
And we're gonna get this
more hot shit. Why not hot water, right?
Yeah, hot chicken flavored ramen. Boldak.
The jet boil I think is 45 seconds to boiling water.
That's it. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. There's a gauge on the back side here. Hopefully this thing still works.
Imagine.
I'm gonna laugh if it doesn't.
We eat cold ramen. Yeah, whatever.
It is what it is. Oh.
Oh, she on. So this thing will heat up.
That, you guys, just so you know, for you listening on the podcast, that's actually hell.
That's actually
the fire from hell.
So this is the gauge, and you'll know when it gets hotter.
What's the gauge?
This will change colors.
Oh, really?
Hot.
Oh, that's kind of cool, man.
Yeah. Matty always has the coolest shit, by the way.
He's such a nerd.
Dude, he's like, got he's, the... But dude, a cool nerd.
He's like a legit nerd, though.
Hey, you got to bring a camping stove with you wherever you go. So, jet boil.
I've never camped in a tent.
I've never camped in a studio office before.
Hey, everyone's
that was
new.
Cool.
That was cool.
Mm, yeah, cool.
That's cool. All right. I got that post-nasal drip.
You're like a white girl. I got post-nasal drip.
It's a post-nasal drip.
From, like,
drip.
Russia or something.
It's a post-nasal strip, yeah. Nice.
Good rip, Matt.
That was a solid two.
I kind of want this jalapeno, too. I'm just going to get in on it just because
that shit's hot, dude. I ate a jalapeno once, and I thought I was going to pass out. That was before all this, though, obviously.
I can't even get it, so it's all good.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
You're just burning up this morning. You're just going for the hots of the hots this morning.
Vibing.
That wood's going to be, like, fucking burned by the time. It's going to be all,
man,
like,
this wood's
torched.
Nice. This is mahogany.
Yeah, this is... That's real Rhodesian fighting wood.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah. It's going to be Rhodesian burn wood.
Rhodesian crispy
wood.
Yeah.
I mean, firewood.
So how does it... That changes color?
That's supposed to, but this thing's a little older, so I don't know if my heat gauge is still working.
It's going to be super hot. We don't even know.
Right.
we're not going to burn from the pepper. We're just going to...
I like that, like, this episode is, too, just going to be...
Yeah.
...noise for a solid minute straight. People are going to be like, wow, great episode, guys.
I thought it heated at 45 seconds. It was like an hour.
Yeah. We're on 50 seconds already.
Well, Googleizer it and see how long it's supposed to take for a jet boil to boil water.
Jet boil.
Maybe my gate. Oh, no, it's going. Okay, it's done. See, it's orange.
Oh, it's... Is it orange?
Oh, the inside.
Oh,
I was thinking
at
the outside,
the
right?
The little lions? Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this shit has not changed at all.
Yeah, I was like,
all
Matt,
right,
you're tripping,
done.
Pal.
Yep, there we go. That's your gauge.
Okay.
You guys can put your headphones back in now.
Yeah, you guys can...
Someone's listening to this in the car.
We were just talking about Dane Cook last night, how no one knows who Dane Cook is anymore. Whopper no onions!
And again...
Where do I go? Where do you go? You follow the one fucking road, you're on to me.
Man, you're going to go down the road, you're going to find a guy named Larry. He's going to take you to the Whopper lair.
The BK lounge.
I was just listening. He was so good, dude.
Whopper,
like, that was...
We were talking about it, and my buddy was like, he just made you, like, laugh at everyday shit that you already did. 100%,
yeah.
And I was like, that's what good comedy is, because, like, you can make fun of just normal stuff that's happening every day that you don't even know is funny.
Like, there was a gnarly car accident by my house the other day, like, super crazy. And then, like, I was like, dude, watch, people are going to walk out. They're like, I heard it, so I came out. I was inside, I heard it, so I came out.
Where are my shoes? Fuck shoes. Mom!
Yeah, that shit was great.
All right. Yeah, give him a little bit more water. How long we gotta wait on these bad boys? 3 minutes or some shit?
Is it that long?
I don't know. Man, I'd say I'd read
what,
the
do we want these al dente or what? Look at my Food Network coming in now. You want al dente noodles?
You want some of that al dente?
Or do you want
al dente?
Al dente.
I think you need to close. Was
Inglourious Bastards?
I haven't seen all of it. I know. I'm dude, the worst of the movies. Don't quote movies on this. I'm terrible.
Oh, dude, that's like half of our like,
that's
life.
Okay. I might know it.
Movies.
We might need
Kaelin
to
Nancy's. That's
think,
what I know.
Yeah,
that's all
you
I know.
Need to put
I think my
this
wings
on
are
here.
Dripping.
Your wings are more than dripping. So,
everything,
but while we're waiting
dripping
for this stuff to cook, let's talk about.
Hey, you gotta add the sauces in here.
What?
Yeah, you.
No, you have to wait for it to cook. You add it after.
Okay.
Oh my god. I can't even get into this. How do we help? You do it.
How do I help?
No, let's while we're waiting though, let's talk about the wings, man. What do you you're what, two episodes in?
Two. Yeah, and I've actually got like a bunch of good responses, so.
Dude,
I'm super stoked.
You had like 250 views on like your first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't even know that. I don't even care about the views honestly right now.
Hey, honestly, we can talk about not knowing our views. We haven't even really talked about this on the podcast. We could talk about it now cuz it's kind of a fun episode we're doing.
Yeah.
So Devin and I were out in Salt Lake a couple weeks ago.
I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast. Matt just loves bragging about it. He just loves stroking off his own ego.
What episode have we talked about?
I don't know. I feel like you said something about it, but no, go ahead. Proceed. You're good.
No, that's fine.
No, you're good.
No, we're good. We're not talking about the TikTok that went viral.
Come
on. It's fine. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh, we had like, 600,000 views or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was half a million. It's not a big deal or anything.
Yeah, it's cool.
TikTok's crazy.
Humble
TikTok's
brag.
TikTok's very weird. Like
I got 3,000 views on one. I got 12 on the other. I was like, what the fuck, right?
Like that's how that one is though. Yeah, like that thing just skyrocketed, and we're like, for
and
then, what?
Like I did one where I flew over the Colt the other day, and like I was like flying over an abandoned Colt, and like that one got like 2,000 views, and then the other one after that of me landing my airplane was
that was dope.
Yeah, but that got 50.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but dude, I was like, dude, I watch that shit. Maybe all 50 was from me. I don't
know. That's right. It was just constant replays. Mm-hmm. No, but that's what I was telling him because I was like, you don't really get to see that view too often. And so I was like, dude, film more of that because that's cool.
Yeah, that was dope.
Like, I like watching stuff like that. But this is
he's wearing a t-shirt. Like, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like he's just so nonchalant about it. No, but we were talking about how there's like stuff we think is cool or we think is funny, and we're like, dude, oh my god, we're gonna post this, people are gonna love it.
Yeah.
And it gets nothing. You suck, you can't shoot.
Dude, he didn't call Kobe.
That's like that the rim at the fair. You know, the shit's a
it's oval. It's oval, so it doesn't even the basketball doesn't even go in.
Doesn't even fit. But that's the dude that works there will hit every shot somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just practices all day and he's on meth, so he's just like hypersensitive to what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, you wanna see me back
there? He can like see the
circumference, I can see the numbers. Like,
that's
what?
The weirdest part, though. Like, stuff that we would think is funny and, like, works all day, like, the rest of the world doesn't like. You're like, okay, like.
That's why I did wings, because, like, I could have done other things, but.
Dude, food
I'd rather
always
do what
sells.
I like. I don't care what other people think.
You gotta do what you love.
Yeah. I'll be happy then.
Wow, that was so deep, Matt. You just gotta do what you love, man. Hey, you know?
Hey, follow your heart.
You know, Anya.
Follow your heart. That's what I always do. This guy's got effects, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna battle Devin on sound effects here.
We were kinda doing it before we started. We were doing it.
That just brought like a single tear to my eye. Just that song.
Right, so who's sharing here? Because we have.
I feel like we should share, and he can get his own.
Oh, that's okay. Great! I'll eat the whole thing. That'd be
awesome. Or you guys can share, and I'll eat the whole thing. You don't scare me.
We're on the same side of the table, so
I
might as well share.
I just thought that was the most logical. How are we looking on these nudes? These things are looking a little crunchy.
Bro, these are the best nudes I've ever seen.
That's tough. All right. That's tough, man.
And I welcome anyone to send me to challenge that notion. So.
Oh my god.
So we are now entering in. All right, we're getting in now to the ramen noodle spicy challenge. You like noodle too?
You like noodle. Dude, we already got canceled last episode. Dude.
You like noodle too?
We've already been canceled last episode. We don't need to do it again.
Okay.
Jesus.
I think wings are like culture. Like people like wings. And I've always liked them. So I was like, I should just do a video on it. Or like a YouTube series. And then I'll be the Guy Fieri of wings. That's like my goal. To be like, people fly me places to go try them.
I dig that.
Low key, and then they're like, the powder just looks like.
Whoa, hold on. Let's get the ingredients here.
All right. Oh, it is powder.
So what do we got here?
It looks like a bag of cocaine. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It does. Whoa,
dude, that stuff is like thick.
This is like that stuff in Tropical Thunder that like Jack Black snorts.
What is it? Forgot my Skittles, man.
Oh my god.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm just fucking pissed off. I forgot my Skittles.
I'm just a dude trying to be a dude.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. I didn't even know what blackface was when he did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I dressed up as Eazy-E for Halloween like a long time ago in high school.
How'd that go for you?
This is the
I won the best costume.
Oh my god, look at this. Yeah.
It's a dark red.
Oh, wow.
That's actually Satan's blood, believe it or not.
Oh, gosh. That doesn't look fun.
This looks great.
Oh, that's so thick.
Hey, man.
It looks like barbecue sauce, dude. That is so dark.
It's so deceiving, though, because it's not.
Oh, gosh, that's going to hurt.
Well, it's on my fingers.
You got
goji
over there?
Goji jing sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
Aisle 6 on Guy's Grocery Games.
Aisle 6 on Guy's Grocery
Games. This guy knows his stuff over here. Okay. This doesn't look as intimidating as I thought it would, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's kind of shitty.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty.
It's kind of not that good.
It's not my favorite, but like I have worse, you know?
All right. Are you ready?
Marination.
Ready to rip this shite or what?
Yarg.
Y'all already know it's about to be a hot.
Did you guys hear my Jay-Z impression?
No, let's hear it.
Yo, man, what's going on? What's up, man?
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Pretty good.
You motherfucker, you know, man. Yeah. It's not bad, huh?
Oh my gosh. Wait, you're Eazy E for Halloween?
Yeah, I was. Oh yeah, so I was Eazy E for Halloween. I didn't know what blackface was, dude. I was like 19, or no, I was like 18, and I went to this Halloween party, and this girl's like, "Excuse me, like, who are you?" And I was like, "Oh, you." I was like, "Yo, motherfucker, you know you invited me like that," trying to do his voice, and then she's like, "Excuse me, I took my
cruising down the street in my 6 foot."
I used to have this old black Benz too, cruising. It was all murdered out. And then, so I took my glasses off, and she saw me, and then she's like, "Oh my god, this black guy's really white." Took me around the whole party to this black dude. He's really white, and I'm just like, "Yo, thanks for blowing my cover." Like, but I ended up winning best costume.
She straight threw you under the bus.
Yeah, she did.
That's disrespectful. Dude, my
buddy went 1 year as Flava Flav. And yeah. Like, people were thrown off by him, but he did the whole black face.
I'll send you guys a picture so you can show it up when there. Right. Like, my mom, like, did eyeshadow on my face and then brown paint over it. So I looked, like, super dark. And then I had the Jerry curls and gloves and everything on, dude. You wouldn't even know. Like, it was crazy. God. And then, like, 3 years later, someone's like, "You were blackface?" And I was like, "Dude, I don't even know what that is." I wouldn't have done it if I knew what that was.
Now, but
like, at that time, I was like,
but
it
even
was,
like, a couple years ago, I mean, I know it's like bad, but like,
this is the crazy part of the podcast. I'll probably get cut out.
No, hold on though. But like, that's so lame though, because like Halloween, you could dress up as anyone. Like, yeah. You know, like for stuff like that, like you can be anything you want to be, but why does it matter if you're playing a different race? Yeah. Like, honestly, the whole point of Halloween is to be a farce. Like, this whole cancel culture is freaking lame.
It's stupid. Dude. And I think my generation, like, I asked a bunch of people, they didn't even know what blackface was. I was like, bro, that's like, we don't even think like that anymore. That's like older generations thought that blackface. Like, I don't think like that.
Well, dude, just think forever. Like, in acting, there was no female roles forever. Guys used to play girls and everything like that. Yep. So,
you know what?
Isn't that brutal, too?
Who is it that said, like, you think they would get a quadriplegic to play a quadriplegic in a movie? And he's like, what's he going to play for his next role? A quadriplegic or something like that? I can't remember who it is, but I was like, dude, that's such a good fucking joke.
Man, dude. Jake and my buddy are missing out on this one.
Damn, you guys could be movie stars, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You'd think you'd get like a real, you know.
Yeah, they're like
paraplegic.
Well, why would they get someone who's not?
Hey, like Drake when he was on, what's up? What was
Degrassi?
That show? Yeah, Degrassi.
Yeah.
He played a kid in a wheelchair.
Yep. Yeah.
You were fine, Drake, you liar.
I know. What a good actor.
What a great actor.
One of my favorite people in the world is a quadriplegic. You know Russ on Wheels?
Yeah, I know.
You guys should get Russ on Wheels on here.
Russ on Wheels would be sick.
I fucking love that dude.
Dude, yeah.
He's like one of, honestly, my favorite people in the entire world.
Do we know what the Scoville is on this one?
I don't know. Look at that. What's it called? Computer. Boldak.
Boldak? Oh, it's like 87,000 or 8,700 or some weird number.
Oh, that's not even that.
Or maybe 87,000.
That shit ain't even that high.
This is nothing now.
I feel like that habanero we ate already.
Three times spicy Boldak chicken noodle.
That's three times. This is only one time.
Spicy. This is one time?
I think so. One time, honey.
Oh, then we're only at 10,000 Scoville.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like normal ramen. It was kind of a letdown.
I've never had ramen. I've only had top ramen.
I know I'm not recording. I literally took a bite.
Okay. Let me give this a try.
Yeah, I don't. That's literally like normal ramen. I don't. Is that even spicy? Or am I tripping? Mm. This is like half of a what do they call those?
What?
The videos of people eating.
Wait, what?
That's normal. It's normal ramen, yeah.
It's like a little kick.
I think honestly though, so here.
It's like a baby kick.
So with hot ones. When they do hot ones, they do the least spicy sauces, so you work your way up.
Yeah.
Right.
So by the time you get to like some gnarly, like this would probably be hot if we just ate this straight up. But you think? We've already ate some fucking crazy
shit. Yeah, true.
Shit.
We had 2 million Scoville already.
No,
mellow out.
No, not yet.
That's
that one.
That's
This is only habanero and
no the Reaper's else. The Reaper's supposed to not be that gnarly. So
Carolina Reaper. Oh, that first sauce.
No, that first
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah.
The first sauce. All right, let me try this again.
That stuff's actually tasty. Like, I could just eat
this?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I got a 10-pack coming, so I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy
Let's
it.
Let's see if that stands up, yeah.
Dude, you know what's a good one, actually, that I never found until recently?
Yeah, I actually kind of like this. This is good. Yeah,
COVID, I actually found it, was buying Top Ramen. I love Top Ramen, by
I do,
way.
Too.
It's so good.
Like, it's good when you want, like, 8,000 grams of sodium.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you just need to just really, like, you know, kick your diabetes into gear.
But I had the chili one. That one's super good.
I don't know if I've had it. Is it in a red package
green.
Probably? Oh, it's in green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Verde. I don't like Verde, bro.
Verde.
That ain't my favorite.
That gosh darn Verde sauce is not that good. All right. I'm going to start looking up this next hot sauce. But overall rating for this spicy ramen.
It's warm, but it's not like...
Not impressed, I'll tell you that much.
He might be right, because...
No, wow. Our taste buds are definitely like...
This dude's just going breakfast burrito in the ramen sauce.
Yeah, did you just... This guy's talking about he doesn't like texture on food, but he just dunked a burrito into a ramen bowl. You're eating wet burrito, and you're talking about eggs be feeling weird in your mouth?
No comment.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, well, let's see what our next sauce is.
Yeah, our taste buds are definitely like warmed up, so we're not like...
Is that actually a thing?
Well, we started with spicy pickles.
That habanero started off, for
sure. That habanero was warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that was... I think that was actually the hottest thing we've eaten so far.
For sure. I ate it, and I was like, I hate my life right now.
I don't know, man. Like, the Reaper was pretty warm, but...
Stargazer.
My face feels a little warm right now.
As long as we don't stand up, we'll be okay. So when I did the hot chip challenge, I didn't stand up for 25 minutes. I stood up and I thought I was gonna. I thought I was on my period, dude. I had the worst fucking cramps ever.
It
was
when you stand up.
I thought I was on my period.
I was like, so this is what they go through.
This is it is. It's not that bad, ladies. You liar. Just kidding. If there's any girls that even listen to this show,
it was like I stood up and then my buddies are all pissed. They're like, bro, why didn't you do this on the video? I was like, dude, I didn't feel it until after I stood up.
So when you stand up, it like hits you harder.
It like dropped. It like dropped into my stomach, and I'm just like, bro, I have a 20-minute drive to my shop right now. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Oh, man.
Okay, this thing's saying the heat index is a 9 out of 10 on this. I don't know what Scoville rating we're looking at here, though. Maybe I can...
Okay, this one has a Scotch bonnet and a ghost pepper.
But so this is saying it's only 182,000 on Scoville still.
That's hot as fuck still. But that's just not crazy enough to like that.
Sure. I mean, that's just not like...
So what was the Reaper, though? Like
Reaper...
I don't know. I couldn't find a Scoville rating on
What's it called? Just the Reaper?
The Reaper hot sauce, yeah. It doesn't even have like who makes it or anything.
Maybe because they're ashamed of it. This could have been so much hotter.
Yeah.
Doesn't live up to the name.
I know. I'm a little
We should just call it the Weaker.
I'm a little disappointed on the ramen, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. all
right. What my buddy said when we did this was that the sauce, like swash. The actual like broth, like waters it down. So we did it dry.
I'm definitely getting a little nasal drippy though.
That's actually kind of a good idea though. Yeah. So we don't really have anything.
We did five of them. We poured them all together, cooked it with all the sauce and everything, and then we ate it. It was pretty. It was hot, but it wasn't like crazy.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. This stuff's looking pretty nasty. Like it's like a dark color too.
I thought that as dark as that one was, it was going to be a lot.
I think you're right, though. I think the water kind of mellows it out.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I could legit, like, keep eating this. Like, this is good.
That's 1.5 million Scoville.
I'm literally not doing anything tomorrow. I'm going to play Call of Duty and, like, hopefully, I might even move my laptop into the bathroom.
That's that Mad Dog 357.
Oh, wait, hold on. I've had that. I had the 357. I lost a bet, and I had to do a spoonful of that twice. And then I had to eat a bunch of ice cream, and I'm lactose intolerant, bro.
The Reaper,
so how'd that end?
It reaches around 1 million Scoville, making the Reaper over...
That's like the actual pepper itself.
Hot. How hot is Reaper hot sauce?
Yeah.
Okay. This is called the Reaper.
Does this have a Scotch bonnet in it?
I have no.
No, that's the one that just has like habanero and like something else.
No, this one has the Scotch bonnet in it. Scotch bonnet in a ghost pepper.
Oh, this one. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It was funny. When I first started doing the videos, I was like, bro, I have to be able to talk this whole time. And then I was like, discovered editing. And I was like, dude,
you can just roll. I kind of like the struggle, though, when you hear people that are like.
Well, dude, my size.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry. Dude. The like first video we did the.
I'm definitely getting a little sweaty.
One chip. Don't touch your eyes.
I haven't touched anything.
I'm just saying, don't.
Rub your eye because I gotta
get used to that with them not touching yet.
Rub your eye and grab your ding dong,
dude.
You'll have a good all day.
That's been like one of my worst things I've ever done in my life. So I cook a lot with like jalapeno.
You're
all
like,
the time.
Oh yeah.
No, so I did it. I'm always like pretty careful about it.
And cooking just gets him going, and he went in the bathroom. And
I literally like I went and peed one time, but I thought I had got all the oils off my hand. It was literally the most uncomfortable burning sensation that I've ever felt in my life. And there's only a couple ways to get spiciness out of things.
Sour cream.
And milk.
Yeah.
You dipped your wee-wee in milk? why are you not saying no? You did, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put it back in the fridge. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Matt.
No, you don't keep it in the thing.
He teabagged the milk and then just put it back in there. Oh, nothing's
I'm
here.
Just saying, dude, it sucks when it happens.
For everybody else drinking the milk. Goddamn, Matt.
No, I didn't use just the milk.
Is this pasteurized? What the fuck?
Anyways.
I think it's bad. It smells funny.
Oh, my
anyways,
God.
I had to use the milk treatment on my ding dong because, dude, it is the worst feeling ever. Like, it is hot.
No, okay, so I gotta ask, like, what was the technique? Were you just pouring on there, or did you put it in a cup and just, like, set the ding dong in there?
It was a dipping strip.
Yeah. Were you just dipping the hot dog in the milk?
No, I basically, like, I would just, like, I just grab it and, like, put it on my fingers and rub it all around.
Oh, so you're having fun with
that.
Just
somebody walks in, they're like, bro, what are you doing? He's like,
just jerking off.
This is sounding so bad.
He's like, get out of here, move.
I was trying to get the burning sensation off my body because it sucked
Get me, I'm embarrassed.
Dude, it was miserable. Like, it was by far the most miserable thing I've ever experienced in my
life. It was miserable in the fact that you were...
But pleasurable at the same time. Yeah, he's like, this isn't that bad.
He's like, honestly, milk might be my new thing.
Dude, it
like, hurt. Guys, I accidentally did it again. You're like, okay, now this is weird.
Oh, no. How did that happen?
I had to use heavy cream this time, though.
All right, how many hot sauces do we have left?
We have three more hot sauces left.
Oh, three? Yeah, we haven't. These three. What about that one?
We haven't tried it yet. We're trying this. Now.
Okay. So we have six wings total.
Okay.
So we're going to, but we can break these up and separate them. So we each have like, so we'll just break them and separate.
Ooh, this stuff's looking.
Or we can put one of them in the
guys,
ramen.
Guys, that smells hot. Like, you know, when you just open one and you're like,
look at the picture.
That's going to be warm.
So I'll separate my wing and I'll do one. I'll do a wing and then I'll do another wing. So
Yeah.
All right.
Where did I put my napkin?
Offspring.
Okay, so next up,
we're Stargazer.
Stargazer. So this is on. Did we find the Scoville on this one?
I thought you just said it was like a million.
No, it's Reaper.
Oh no, it was 182.
Oh, this is only 182.
187 or something like that.
Yeah, it said that it's not that.
But it says 9 out of 10.
But it says the
on whose scale? Their scale?
Apparently, I don't know.
A bunch of them say 9 out of 10. Like, okay, on what scale, bro? What freaking scale?
Says who?
I just want to I'm trying to incorporate, like, a scale into, like, my videos now. Because, like, the last hot sauce I had at this place called Alondra Hot Wings was... Slight plug.
Not a big deal.
Was pretty fucking hot. It was ridiculous. Wasn't as hot as the chip, but it was bad.
Did you film this, by the way? Did you show everybody?
Yeah, I'm showing my face on this one.
All right, Stargazer.
Did you get some Stargazer yet?
I'm waiting for him.
Yeah, he's waiting for me. Hold up. How much did you put on? You're just like, I'm going ham.
Oh, shit.
We're going in.
Yo.
Wow, bro.
I'm not playing, boys. I told you.
Wow, bro.
I'm trying to have people
DJ
be
like, Calipari.
How you doing?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You played yourself.
Another one.
How'd you know all that already, though?
You played yourself. Congratulations.
All right.
Watch me just be crying here in 2 seconds.
Honestly.
All right.
Do a little schmear. It's called a schmear.
Oh, he's going for the schmear technique.
Oh, we got to get Dakota recording his face on this one.
Oh, yeah, I'm recording.
Okay.
He's recording. Oh, fuck yeah. Jabbed it in there.
All right.
Now you're just getting creepy. That was Devin just getting really creepy.
Yeah, coming from the guy that jerks off with milk. Yeah, all right, Matt.
Oh, my gosh. I did not do that.
All right.
I was trying to get the pepper off.
But they said quick motions. Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's not going to stay sweet. There's no fucking way.
It's like honey.
It is actually sweet.
It's not hot. Dude, the sound in these headphones of us.
Disgusting.
Something just hit the back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That one's pretty hot.
That's what she said.
Mm.
I'm not getting that.
Really?
It's a creeper.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a creeper, unlike the Reaper. Wash it down. It stays on your tongue.
Yeah, it's in the back of my throat right now.
I'm telling you, though.
I kind of like it.
The reason on hot ones.
Sweet.
The reason on hot ones that people can eat all those sauces is because they go up incrementally.
Well, that's what we're doing here, I think.
So I think if we eat one of these by itself, we're going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
But like this one's not.
My face hurts.
I can't feel my face with all these sauces.
With all these sauces.
But I love it.
I mean, I get.
I'm sweating a little bit on that one.
I get what you're saying. It kind of does creep a little bit. Yeah. But I was expecting.
Maybe a
little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I was. Maybe I'm just in my own head.
I like watching these videos of these dudes on like these people, not these dudes. These people
so sexist
on like TikTok and like YouTube. They eat like the chip and they're like screaming. And I was like, dude, it's not that bad.
I think people do it for like.
They're definitely being extra, but
they do it for the views. Like you know why they're doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
I did the Carolina Reaper challenge a couple years ago.
You ate one raw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're crazy.
And that was like.
You straight up just the whole pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God.
Yeah. And like.
Your hoop was on fire, eh?
So the weird dude, like.
Just ripping.
Legitimately, like, I don't. Like, I like spicy food. Like, when I eat for, like, my food, I have, like, a good spice with this.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not, like, a big fan of just, like, spicy challenges and just, like.
I'd rather have taste to it. Yeah. Just, like,
I don't like ripping my esophagus apart. Like, that one sucks, but.
After Matt ate the Carolina Reaper and went to the bathroom, someone walked in on him and he just had his, like, feet over his head.
Bro, why do you have milk again? He's like, I don't know.
He has his feet over his head. He's just dumping milk on his freaking cornhole.
So you got a massage. You're like, bro, what the fuck?
Wow.
Matt, what is your deal with milk, bro?
Okay, one time you have an accident. If no one else had an accident with a pepper in their life.
An accident, right?
Okay, let's hope he doesn't buy a farm someday, okay? Right. Like,
oh, God.
Gosh, you guys are just killing me.
I'm going to be in the barn, you guys, okay?
Yeah, but
You mess up one time cooking, you get roasted for life. People don't forget.
People forget.
That was like 7 years ago.
Hey, see, he's a liar. He knows a movie.
I said if it's Adam Sandler or Superbad, I'll know.
Oh, okay, and then we'll stick with Superbad. That's good.
Yeah, there we go. You know that Superbad was filmed in El Segundo High School?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah. They, like, felt like... There was a lot of people from Loyola Marymount like that were in that movie that were as extras.
That's so dope.
When are we, let's see what we're moving on to
here. They've been filming something down here. Have they been filming up at your house? Like, my house and everything down here lately, they've been filming like 3 days a week.
They filmed something downtown, but I didn't see anything, okay. No.
They've been filming the beach and the harbor.
Shake it.
Damn, that one on your tongue sucks.
No, it's still sitting there.
It's on my tongue.
Yeah, it's still sitting there. The worst is your lips, bro.
If yeah, I try not lips, to get the fun. Lips, yeah.
I just do it because I forget, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, yeah. These are starting to smell a little
tangy.
What do we got?
This is Bravado Spice Co.
Oh, okay.
Ancho Masala.
Oh.
You see this?
It's a scorpion reaper sauce.
Yeah, that one looks
like it's says ultra hot. That
yeah, so we got ultra hot, and then we got extreme spicy. And then we're getting into hell down here.
How do I work today?
You're probably just going to be on your laptop in the bathroom.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me sniff it.
I don't know.
Go give her a smell.
Dude, that one.
I want to try and find the Scoville rating on these two, but
that one's hurting.
That one just smells
that
like
that one puckers.
Like it's not going to be fun.
That's a mother pucker, bro.
You can start saucing yourself up, though, if you'd like. I'm gonna try and lick
dude,
this
I'm
up.
Not gonna lie, that last one was good. Like, I would eat that.
It's a good sauce.
Both
like,
of those
tasty.
Have been tasty.
Yeah, like, these are actually really good hot sauces.
You guys did great. Where'd you guys get them from?
World
Market.
Yeah, it's World Market. They actually have really good hot sauces there. Like, spicy
from
ones.
All over the world.
I thought that place was just, like, some shitty...
Sold over expensive furniture.
Yeah. I didn't know they were, like, kind of deep in the hot sauce game.
I didn't either. That's crazy.
Dude, that smells so bad.
Okay. Ancho... Masala.
This is a quick turnaround for this episode.
Yeah.
You guys want to do it? I was like, fuck it. Okay, cool. I'm down.
I know. He literally called me. He's like, hey, you want to do a spicy breakfast? I was like, Matt, what do you mean by that? You're probably going to need to explain that a little bit more.
He's like,
you want to eat hot shit with Dakota?
Yeah. Well, I watched your
like
episode
8:30.
The other day.
I'm like, yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is actually really funny. And then he's been wanting to do this for a while. Like I said, I did the Carolina Reaper challenge. But I'm not, like, just one to go out and just eat hot stuff. Like,
yeah.
I just don't do that. Like, I don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings and
I
stuff.
I love hot stuff,
so he
I
does.
Wanted to do this. I love
yeah,
hot
Yeah, he
sauce.
Loves doing the challenges. I don't like doing the challenges. But, like, I'm not going to back down.
Yeah,
at the same time, I'm like, I'm not pumped on this. But I was like, all right, Devin's been wanting to do this. Coda's been making a little YouTube series out of this. We're going to go have some fun.
Yeah, you can start saucing your stuff
let me
up,
sauce.
Dude. I'm looking some stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he told me about it, I was like, yeah, I'm in.
I was like, I'm down. He's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, oh,
But he was like, it's at 8:30 a.m. I was like, okay,
well,
let's
just wreck the morning. You got to get on the road today.
Yeah,
so,
I got places to go.
I mean, one, like, I'm leaving for 2 weeks right now. going to training. Devin's got his mom's birthday this weekend, which I didn't get invited to for some reason. I thought I was an extra kid in the family, but, you know, tough crowd, can't win them all. Anyways.
No, it's okay. I said happy birthday to my mom and then sent her the screenshot that you sent saying happy birthday because you, for some reason, can't
text her. I can't text his mom. So his mom's phone, dude, there's a funny story about this. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show, how I met Devin. Actually, it's not how I met Devin, how I met Devin's mom.
How I met your, how you met his mother.
Yeah. Dude, literally how I met Devin's mother. So a couple of years ago, we were going to play golf, and I sent a text message to the number for Devin that I had in my phone. And yeah. I said, hey, do you want me to pick your ass up in the morning? And there was another word in there.
We're going to say dark.
Yeah.
We're going to say dark ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It, like, just being funny, right? Yeah. Like, guys being funny. I'm not being racist to anyone. I'm just having fun with my friend. And so.
Canceled again.
So this number texts me back. Or it says, like, Devin. And it was like, and it was just like, ha, 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 I think you have the wrong number. And I was like.
You're like, funny, Devin.
Yeah. And I was like. Funny, Devin, like, seriously, do you want to ride in the morning? And she's, and the text comes back like, no, seriously, I think you have the wrong number. And I was like, and then I said something like, is this like a hairy Chewbacca? Like, just screwing with me because he's hairy is all good out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, this is really funny, but sorry, you have the wrong number. But I actually don't know this is a girl. So this number is saying this to me. And so I'm like, is this not Devin? And they're like, funny, this is Devin's mom. And I'm like, hi. And I was like, but then I was like, but
yeah,
no,
was like,
but no, no.
His,
but,
his demeanor immediately.
But
instantly, changed.
But I wasn't like, hi. I was like, Devin, stop screwing with me or something like that. Yeah. And then she's like, no, seriously, this is Devin's mom. And I was like, okay.
I instantly was like, shh. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, I thought I had Devin's number. I just texted Devin's dad. She's like, oh, well, Devin's dad, Darren's a dumbass and gave you the wrong number. Do you want Devin's real number? I'm like, yeah, please. Can I have it? So she sends it back to me. I'm like, well, that's the number I'm actually texting right now. So I was texting him, but it was going to his mom's phone.
What?
Yeah.
Literally?
Like iCloud shit or something?
Dude, it's the weirdest thing ever. And to this day, like, I have his mom's number in my phone. I can't text or call her. She can call and text me. But if I respond to her, it doesn't go back.
But, like, nothing's connected either. Like, that's... this was an anomaly, bro. Yeah. No idea how that stuff works, but
imagine you do it again. She's like, "This is still his mom." You're like, "Fuck, dude!"
It's never happened. No, I think it happened.
She's
one
sending
time.
Pictures of Matt freaking despicing his wiener in the bathroom.
My gosh, guys! I have a cooking experience that went bad one time. Oh my gosh!
She's like, "I'm not even worried that you're. Why are you sending this to my son?" Actually.
She's like, does that really work? You're like, I don't know.
All right, Devin's the animal and just spice this thing up like a mofo.
Dude, he's not crazy.
I'm all right. Not
I actually
it.
Put right. a lot on there.
My wing's good and going.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, get your video going, dummy.
Whoa, dude.
Come on.
There's not a reason to like,
come on. I might have to jump into protector here in a second to help
me. You don't need to.
I literally might be turned into protector.
All right.
What is that? Oh, protector.
Yeah.
All right. Next wing up. Let's give her a go, boys.
Let's get it.
This is the... Añejo Muchacho.
This is the Ancho Ultra Masala.
Hot. Oh my god, it's hot. I just barely tasted it. Wow. That's gnarly.
Ow.
Right away.
Yep.
Oh my god. I licked it.
Kind of a different taste, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm. Oh, dude, it's in my nose.
It's all right. It's all right.
Don't get on your dick again.
Matt's like, oh my god. Oh,
he's like, oh no, it's there. I'll be right back.
Well, see you guys in a couple minutes.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys.
He's like, why did I tell
I've never
that?
Ever
told. Why did I tell that story?
Oh. You can't tell that story, dude, and expect good reaction.
That is hot.
Yeah, that's pretty warm.
That's really warm.
I'm starting to get a little drippy.
Yeah.
That was the first one that I'm like, alright, there's all right, some
that
heat
one,
on
that one hit.
It gets worse.
Right. It gets hotter.
What's hot?
It's like
it gets hotter.
It's creeping on my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, the worst part about, like, hot stuff is that it, like, doesn't hit you initially and then it just, like, hangs out.
I'd rather it hit me right away.
Yeah. Dude, lingers. It's, like, it's right now, it's just in the back of my throat.
Wait, hold on. Do I actually have, like, a bead of sweat coming down right now? I'm sweating, bruh.
I'm sweating, too.
The thing with the one-chip challenge...
I'm sweating.
...is it hits you right away, but it never leaves. Mm. Like, it just fucking... And, like, it goes, like... It got into my lungs where I was, like, and I couldn't even talk.
Yeah, it's just.
It's weird though. I could talk my way out of this one. Like I was definitely like really worried about this when I first took that first sip, that first bite. I got a little.
Hey, you won't sip the hot sauce.
I got a little worried when I took that first bite. Oh wait, it's still there. It's getting hotter.
I don't know. It's warm.
Dakota's not vibing on that one.
It's the more you talk, it sucks.
It is. It's like you talk this one through. You're trying to talk it out.
Yeah, that one's warm. That one's warm.
Dude, my face is red. Okay, I'm sweating now.
Yeah. No, that one's hot.
I wore a red hoodie so that my face gets red. I just look like fucking... I look like the Kool-Aid man.
I'm sweaty.
I told you I was going to have to take my jacket off, and that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like the...
My Muertos coffee for the firefighters. This isn't putting out the fire right now.
No.
This isn't putting out the flame.
Help me.
This liquid death ain't doing nothing either.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out, eh? Oh, I touched my forehead, and I feel my forehead burning.
Get milk. Get milk on that forehead, boy.
Why are you so quick to jump on that?
Because, dude, it works.
I have some in my pocket. Wait, what the hell? What?
I just carry it around with me.
I keep licking my lips, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, you cannot lick the lips. You got to keep the tongue internal. You got to keep the tongue internal.
All right, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Wow, why does everything I say just get super bad? Man.
All right. So this is a ghost reaper. What was the last one we just ate? A scorpion reaper?
Yeah.
Isn't a scorpion hotter than a ghost or no?
No, this is a ultra fire. Everyone needs a new wing.
So we And then next up we got the Trinidad Morago scorpion.
Not the rapper.
Trinidad James.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling that one.
Yeah, that one's decent.
That one's a spicy meat the bug.
You know what? We're gonna have to. I think I'm going to talk to my buddies at Protector, and I'm going to see if Protector will protect me. Alright.
I don't think you guys will ever get a milk sponsor now.
No, but I'm going to see if we can get a Protector Brewery sponsor, and maybe Protector will protect my taste buds.
Yeah,
drink Protector.
The milk company is like, these guys, they're a little weird. Well, actually, that one guy is a little weird. Really weird.
Oh, that's actually delicious.
Wait, hold on. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning, Matt's having a beer.
Okay, there's an exception for this episode.
It's also 10 o'clock morning. We're fucking getting super heated.
Yeah, we're getting annihilated on spicy food, so...
Annihilated.
Okay.
What was that?
Let's just bring him on for the fucking sound effects.
Dude, I think we need to have Koda on.
I'll just sit in the corner.
I like, see, here's where I was.
I can do Kermit the Frog. You want to
do Kermit
the Frog?
Dude, people are just listening to this episode. All they're hearing is
just heavy breathing. That's what I'm saying. It's just going to be chewing noises.
You can like voice over this into a porno. Like,
we're not doing that. Oh my gosh.
Milk on my dick. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, Mom. Sorry,
yeah, mom's or
what? Sorry, friends.
Matt's mom.
My mom's like, what did you talk about on this episode?
That's my boy. Rubbing milk on his wee-wee.
That's not acceptable. I did it. I get it. But I wasn't trying to get pleasure out of it. I was trying to get a burning sensation away.
Maddie heard that milk makes your bones strong. He's like, maybe it'll make my boner strong.
Boner strong.
Okay, next time you guys cook with peppers and you have an accident down there, let me know how you're going to get out of this.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, so now we have...
Sour cream.
Now we have AKA miso, also known as miso. I feel like this is not miso.
Okay, this one's claiming... So this one's actually on Hot Ones. They have this on...
This sauce?
Yeah, this sauce is
what
on
number
Hot
is it?
Ones. It was on season...
10.
It was, no, it was on season 10, but it doesn't say, like...
What number it
what
was?
What number it was.
I'm hoping, like, 5.
Yeah, can we get, like, a nice neutral one?
They have some good sauces, though.
But this is claiming that...
All right, I'm going to do the original...
This one can hit up to 1 million Scoville.
Dope.
So...
You know what? Wait.
We need to do a Hot Ones challenge, honestly.
I like, would let's, love to let's do fuck a Hot Ones challenge.
Let's run it back with Hot Ones.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Because right. You can order it with the bomb drop.
It's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know if my taste buds are gone or my sniff buds are gone.
I can't tell if I have Corona.
We're fucked up
or...
right now. Honestly, our mouths are fucked up
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I can't tell if I have Corona or if it's just that my taste buds have literally been singed off.
Because I don't know if I can smell that one right.
No, I can smell it.
It smells hot, right?
It doesn't smell spicy.
But all right, but see what smells worse between the two. Go with Añejo.
That was a good one. You had something up in there.
That one looks way darker. That one feels hotter.
This one smells like worse. A full, like, just different, yeah. Like, different breed.
Okay. This
which one
smells
one?
Sweet.
This one smells like...
Which one's that one? That one? Oh, that's the new
this
one.
This is the AKA, also known as miso.
Oh.
Also known as miso soup.
That does, it resembles that one.
It resembles
it does, but I feel like that one kicks you in the face harder.
I feel like this one's going to wreck your day real quick. Because this one's hitting a million Scoville, so this is hot. Like,
we're hitting those seven digits, I think.
Yeah, so we're gonna get into it.
I'm no math wizard, but I think it's seven.
It's about to be not fun anymore. I'm going to continue with my, cover it. I'm not playing it.
Wow.
We're sticking with it.
You're sticking wing it.
Sticking wing it.
I like the fork rub technique, Matt. That's a good idea.
Wow. We are all in pain right now.
Dude, I'm fucking shaking.
Hey, it's getting worse, too, because we're just, talking a little bit less. Like, we're all just like, damn, this sucks.
Each word's like, okay.
Yeah, everyone's like, all right.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, we're trying to amp ourselves up to get in on this.
I'm going to need to have a deviated septum surgery and then really
maybe
this
will clear yours
shit.
Up, Matt. Maybe this will actually help you out here.
Fuck the 10 grand on the surgery, bro.
Right? Dude, it's 85.
Just eat really hot
shit. It's $8,500.
Oh, I just spent $100 on toilet paper instead, and we're good. Okay, cool. Maybe Charmin will sponsor this episode.
Yeah, shout out to Charmin because you guys are going to help us out later.
Charmin Ultra.
Charmin Ultra.
What's a plumber, I'll probably need one too.
Oh, yeah, because the plumbing actually is in the street here. Someone already broke the
plumbing. Our bathroom, we have to walk a quarter mile to get to right now, so hopefully... Because
someone broke our bathroom last night.
Hopefully Matt doesn't actually have an accident and need to go rub milk on his wheel.
I am lactose. All right, so...
Hopefully he doesn't end up doing it in here.
Full disclosure, though, I was going to coat my stomach last night and, eat some ice cream.
I thought you were going somewhere else with coating something. I was like, Matt, whoa.
Honestly, guys, I just can't talk about anything with you guys anymore. I was...
You guys are bringing dicks. Oh, sorry. Fuck, there we go again.
Oh, jeez. All right, I'm sweating again. My forehead's on fire.
Anyways, I'm lactose, but I still love ice cream.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, I still eat it.
This guy crushes milkshakes and then is just sharding for 7 hours.
So I thought about it last night. I didn't do it, so I didn't coat my stomach. So.
It's like, oh, I love ice cream, though. I just can't help it.
You're the one that sharded yourself coming home from dinner the last time. I've never seen someone in the fetal position in the backseat of a car panicking so bad.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Last night, I thought I was going to do that on my way home.
I'm not going to deny that happened. are you even living if you haven't shit your pants once? Are you really living your best life if you haven't at least shit your pants one time?
I'm not going to name names, but one of my best friends.
He knows. He knows.
Had a dream one time that he was in the bathroom, and he woke up. As he was about to shit his pants and stopped himself.
Okay, so
a month later, had the same dream and shit his bed.
Okay, I've heard of the pee version of that. Yeah. Have a dream you're peeing into the toilet. Yeah.
He had a dream. He was in the bathroom. He's like, he woke up. And he's like, dude, I was pushing so hard that I thought it. And then I stopped.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
now that we talked about what we want to talk about, let's get to the wings.
3, 2, 1, disaster. Oh. That's really sweet again.
But we learned
most things
time.
Are first.
But we learned last time what happened with the sweep.
Ooh. Okay. All right. It's getting hot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on my lips. Shit.
Dakota, it's on my lips.
It's on my face. I'm just crushing my wings, too.
It's in my nose.
All right.
It's actually tasty, though.
All these sauces...
Again, I'm not going to lie. That one tastes really good.
Yeah,
At first, it's that lingering BS.
It stays with you a little bit. All right.
It's hot.
That's warm.
Why did I do a YouTube channel on this? I could have fucking picked anything, dude. I was streaming on Twitch playing fucking Call of Duty.
Hey, you could have been that ice cream guy and just went around and ate ice cream and shit your pants like Matt.
Did you video you on the last one?
Nope.
I'm just doing one long video.
But we're gonna
just gonna cut it up.
We're gonna get a reaction afterwards. I just ate that wing.
Ooh. Okay, that's getting hotter right now.
Dude, I touched my forehead and my forehead is legit.
You don't need Botox anymore, bro.
Yeah, my shit's tightening up.
Oh my dude, I can't keep my eyes open right now. You are sweating like a dog.
I told you. I don't know why I need to take my jacket off. That's
I'm
the
sweating.
Actual problem.
I can't tell. Am I perspirating? Oh, my gosh.
It looks like it around your eyes, too. It's getting shiny.
Yeah.
Duck lips.
I'm trying not to take a drink right now.
I don't care.
I don't want to take a drink yet.
That's hot.
It gets hot. Ow! Ow!
What's warm? That is nice and warm.
Fuck, I don't even want to drink it. I can't even open my mouth.
All right, protect her.
I've had like 3 sips of water this whole time, so I'm...
Yeah, you're a savage, okay? I get it. I'm not...
This is Cholula's aunt. Succubus.
Succubus.
Ow. I don't even want to make noise.
Here's the heavy breathing part of the episode that I was really talking about.
What's that? Moretto's?
What?
Moretto's? The coffee?
Moretto's?
How do you say it? Moretto's. That's the white version.
Moretto's. That's what you are, with a Moretto.
You know what I was thinking? Is like, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn Spanish and then make up, instead of reggaeton, I'm going to be huerotón.
Huerotón. How we feeling, boys, overall?
I'm sweating in places I didn't even know I had.
I really want to take my jacket off, honestly. Like, because this last one...
Devin just likes saying jacket off.
I see what you're doing there. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. No, Matt does it, but Devin just likes to say it.
I talk about it. Matt's yeah. a bee about it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to do... I have to.
My nose is fucking like... dude, my nose is like... I don't know what it's like to do coke, but it's probably something like this.
Yeah. It probably kind of feels like this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Hold like, on. It's legit tingly. Like, it's like a sensation. This is insane. This is a feeling I got when I did the one chip. Like, my nose was just like...
Boys.
Fairy dust shit. Now, and I can't use my tongue properly. I'm talking like this.
It's hot. Oh, hey, my what's up, guys?
Welcome to Weird Wings. I'm your wingman, Zakata.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, it's just another failure.
That was stupid hot.
It's like Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
Where are you?
My tongue's so hot now.
And it's so spicy.
I cannot sleep. I'm touching my wee-wee with milk and all this stuff now.
With milk all over my balls.
Guys, I can't even... It's on my tongue.
Yeah, well, that's where you eat stuff.
My nose isn't dripping, but it's, like, drippable.
Like, it feels like it
it's
is.
It feels like it's dripping, but
and
it's
right
not.
Right around your nose ring, like, feels like it looks like there's, like, a buildup of, like...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do this. I just re-pierced this. I went to nice. Venice Beach because that's the only place I would do it. Sounds legit.
Yeah. I met a really reliable guy there.
Yeah. His name was Tony, but he looked like a Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say something else. I'm not going to say that.
It was super shady.
Scorpion.
Dude, my face is numb. Like, I can't feel this right now.
I can't. Yeah, so this is a legit 2 million
this
Scoville.
This is what The Weeknd was talking about in that song.
We're hit. So we went from a mill, and then we're just going to jump up a whole nother mill real quick for this guy. So you thought that was
the
hot.
First mill is always the hardest.
So this is going to be real life.
Dude, my face is fucked right now, dude. Like, I'm feeling it. It's like, oh my God.
My tongue is just absolutely...
I can't feel my lips. They're just like there.
I want to stand up and see if
no,
I
don't
get,
stand up.
Get a period
don't
like
stand
you're
up.
Talking
dude.
About.
Seriously, I hit it and I was like, oh my God, fuck. Oh, like that, right away.
This is so bad.
That was the worst part is they didn't even get that in the video. I was like, bro, I think I'm on my period like that. And they didn't even really recording then.
You need to stay it.
Oh.
All right, we're kind of on the come down now. That one's like wearing off a little bit.
Yes.
So let's.
I'm just tingly. Anyone, you know what? I think everyone should start a YouTube channel, though. About something that they like.
Something that they're passionate about, man.
Yeah.
No, so that's what I was actually about to say was, I think we should do this last one, and then we need to ask Coda what your biggest failure is, because that's part of our show.
Okay.
So
yeah,
let's get in on it.
I'll have time to think about it.
And then you can have time to think about it while we lather up real quick.
Let's do it.
This was the worst breakfast I've ever had in my life.
Dude, I love it. I'm not even a breakfast person. I really fucking hate breakfast now.
Is anybody else feel like they're like their breath is just spicy, like when you're breathing?
That's why I don't want to breathe. Like it literally feels like I'm like dragon.
Like it just feels like I have spice coming out of my mouth.
Like the dragon from Shrek. Dude, you gotta put more on there than that.
I got it.
I saw like one drop.
There's four.
This ain't the last dab.
Hey, how about you mind your own business over there?
How about
you? You keep to yourself, all right, boy?
How about you shut the hell up?
Hey, you gonna do what I go say?
Oh, shit. I like the fork tech. Oh, I just felt it again. I burped. Came back. We got to put some music over this. We should do Danger Zone.
Hand me that bottle. Hand me that bottle.
Ah, I got him. He didn't want to be a pussy.
Didn't want to be a baby back bitch.
Oh, I got to put it on the bottom.
How much did you got on there? Let's see. Oh, my God. Come on, Matt. I want at least 4 more drops. Look at my wing and then look at yours. Are you okay. For real?
You know what I call it is a sausage. Look at the sausage.
Look at this sausage coverage.
Bruh, this is fucking like a fucking full-on tidal wave.
All right, I'm going to go a little bit more, too. I'm trying to pass out later.
Dude. Wherever you have to go, I'm glad I'm not going with you.
I have a 3-hour car ride after this.
You're going to melt your windows.
My seats are just going to melt.
Dude, you should turn. You know what the worst is? When you turn your seat warmers on and you fart, bro, it's terrible.
Oh, okay, so you're rich. You have seat warmers? That's cool.
I leased my car, actually.
Yeah, sick, dude. Cool. Yeah, seat warmers. What are those?
I couldn't afford the payment to buy it, so I leased it for 3 years.
All right, let's get weird, and then you're going to answer what's your biggest failure. You ready?
Okay.
Let's go, boys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that one's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That one's hot.
My fucking stomach already hurts.
Fuck,
I gotta finish that. I got it on my lips again. What the hell, dude?
I finished
that. That one's good, though. I like that one.
That's really hot. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Mm. That one's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota has gone into a state of...
comatose. Namaste. Now I'm gonna stay here, guys. I'm good.
I'm gonna stay.
No, I'm gonna stay in the bathroom. I'm good.
Yeah, that one's okay.
I don't like that one.
Oh my God,
I did not like that one. Ow!
That's hot, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's dead quiet in here right now. We're alive, everyone. Everyone, we're alive.
It's just not going well for us.
Oh, my gosh.
I just touched my forehead again. I'm about to be...
Ooh!
Oh, yeah, it's burning. There it is.
Oh!
I have one more bite I can take.
That's hot.
He's adding it! Going in overtime!
Should I just hit the tongue dab on this?
Do it. Oh, my gosh.
Because that's actually a good-tasting hot sauce.
It tastes really well, but that hurts.
Oh my gosh. Oh fuck.
Should I do the dab?
Yeah.
Go. Dab it.
I don't feel good.
Dab it.
Alright, hold on.
Mm.
Alright.
This is not good.
2 million Scovilles.
Well, should we all do it? Oh, that's more than a dab.
Oh,
oh my God, dude.
Well, that's hot like that.
Oh!
That's hot.
Are we all gonna do it?
All right, here we go, boys.
Oh, my phone's dead. Fuck.
If I don't make it out, guys, I just wanna let you know.
Oh God,
that was literally a dab, you baby back bitch.
Yeah, I am. Oh,
it's warm, my guy.
I can't even put my tongue on my lip.
I want to throw up.
Wow.
Ow, dude, in the back, my esophagus is gone.
What was that noise? Okay, Dakota, let's go. Biggest failure, man. What do we got?
I don't think I've really failed until this life. I'm not where I want to be in life, I think. But, like, I think me quitting guitar was a big failure.
How long did you play guitar?
Yeah.
For, like, 5 years, and I quit.
Why?
Because I just stopped. I wanted to be a rock star forever.
You gave up on your rock star dreams?
Mm-hmm.
You're young, man. You're young. You can do this, man.
I don't, honestly, though, it's not,
this hot, to, dude, this hot sauce has got me thinking, man. But
it's
you
not good for
this.
your show, but I don't think I've failed, really. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Wow. I mean, that's a good...
I'm with you on that. That's silver lining. That's good silver lining.
That's a good, like, aspect to, like...
Technically, I failed in high school because I went to a continuation school. And I didn't graduate from regular high school. But I feel like everything... I don't regret anything in life. Like, everything, even fucked up things happen for a reason.
Dude, I was a horrible student.
It's just as long as you learn from it.
High school means nothing. Yeah. Like, honestly, high school literally means nothing. I would...
He doesn't regret anything minus coming on this show and just doing what we just did.
That's not fun.
I think he regrets telling us about
his Devin, give me that thing.
Yeah, Matt's biggest failure is telling us about his.
Hey, give me that.
What?
I didn't dab it enough.
Yeah, you didn't. Put it in your beer.
I honestly think our tongues are just so
gone.
My lips are just fucked, dude. It's ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
My ears are plugged right now.
Huh?
My ears are plugged.
Huh?
My ears are plugged.
What? Why do I just keep getting that more?
Because it's why good, am I... honestly.
It does taste good. Good.
It feels nice. I
have
like
no
it.
Spit.
You have cotton mouth from,
yeah, dude.
From wings.
Oh, all right. Gosh.
That was pretty solid. We made it through, guys. We're alive.
Hey.
We're alive.
Good boys.
High five.
They're nice and light. We did good. He's nice.
Devin's just going in for a habanero at the end.
Let's go.
Once we stand up, we're going to be screwed.
Let's go to topper, boys. Habanero to topper off. And we'll call her a night.
Call her a morning.
Oh, dude, he has so many seeds in that.
That's what's a spicy meatball. Oh. I want to do a hot ones challenge.
We need to do the hot ones challenge.
I'll bring wings from Wings and Things.
We'll do it. That was a pretty hot challenge that we just got done with. Sorry, my mic is just farther away from my mouth.
I feel like half the stuff we've done this episode is irrelevant because we're partially dying, so it's all
yeah. Good. I honestly don't remember what we've talked about. Something about root beer?
Were we even here? Was this real?
What?
Is this your life?
Did we plug my YouTube channel yet? No, I'm just kidding. No,
we eat wings.
No.
Oh, I eat wings? No, it's we eat wings. I forgot. I'm just kidding.
What is it?
No, plug it. Like, let's. That's part of the
reason.
No,
I can't wait to have you guys on, honestly.
Yeah, we're going to.
Look at this trash pile.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
That's gonna be coming up soon. Hopefully, as we can actually get on.
Yeah,
on
it actually works out. You guys are gonna be gone for a couple weeks because I've already got some episodes planned.
Oh,
he's
already got some people. It's cool.
No,
you know it sucks because like people are hitting me up to go on. I'm like, oh, I already got it booked out. I'm sorry. It sucks.
Dude, take it when you can get it, man.
I feel 100%.
Yeah. Like that's something that we'll preach. Like take because especially with my life, like, oh my god, that's getting hotter. It's
Come on, Matt. Bring her back around.
Thoughts? I cannot think.
What do we got?
Especially with, like, my life. Like, I disappear.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I got to go away every now and then
to
take care of business. So
Matt, by the way, is, like, the coolest person, dude. Humble.
I wouldn't say that, but...
His job's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right. He'll tell you all about it if you want to hear it.
I'm sure.
I really don't talk about it that often. I really don't even post about it that often. Anyways,
slight flex. G550. That was the sickest airplane I've ever seen.
Oh, that is a spam risk. Should I answer that?
Answer.
It's the only person that actually cares about me in life. That's the only person that calls
me
every day.
Every day.
They call me quite often. They're really nice people.
Yeah,
you should chat with them.
I get called from 714 numbers sometimes. I think it's an old friend. I'm like, hello, this is Edgar from this. I'm like, God damn it, dude.
You're like, Edgar, I don't know
Edgar,
you.
We've talked, but
I'm not giving you my social security number. I know you're not...
But the hardest part for us is like, because it's hard for us to book sometimes because we don't know when I'm going to disappear.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't want to cancel on a guest. So we'd like really try to backlog.
Yep. 100%.
Get a couple weeks out.
But sometimes it's like we backlog and we're just like super busy and we have a ton of people.
Yep.
And then we're like, all right, kind of we work through that backlog. And then it's like, hey, we need people.
Yep.
And it's just we can't book anybody.
Is that why it came up? I was
low
a last
key,
resort.
Low key.
No.
Like, oh, you know what? That's cool. It's okay.
No, our last resort was actually last night. So.
Low key, okay, cool. Definitely were, actually.
That's okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm an only child. I'm used to it.
No, this was actually like something that I wanted to do for a while. So when he brought this up, I was like, this is sweet.
Dude, and that and like just that Coda and his mom make our shirts. They make our hats. We'll get more products out to you guys soon. We're on a budget right now. But on top of that, like, they were there when we started this. They opened up the original studio that
the original podcast room.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, it's rad having you guys on the, or having you on the show. Like, it's cool bringing
you. Yeah, she wouldn't be that cool to have on. I'm not going to lie. What's she going to talk about in the – no, I'm just – she's going to listen to this? She would be great to have on.
It's kind of obsessed harder to have talk on. Because it gets hotter as you talk.
Hey, don't you sit right next to her at work? She's about to slap you upside your head.
Yeah,
right?
I don't have my own office anymore, so it's kind of fucked up.
You're about to –
your guys' spot's legit, though. So if you guys need screen printing, embroidery, do you guys do stickers? No.
No. We don't. We can find someone that does.
Clockwork Enterprises.
Oh my god, what was that?
Clockwork.
That's gonna hurt.
Clockwork Enterprises.
I feel like I have a fucking lipstick on, dude.
Oh my gosh. Clockwork Enterprises in El Segundo, California. Check them out.
We do it all. We do it all. Follow that's
our,
my day job.
Follow and then, our boy Coda.
That's the day job. And then...
Follow I Eat Wings. No, We Eat Wings. Follow We Eat Wings.
If somebody has a channel called I Eat Wings, you've gotten like several plugs right now.
This guy's gained like 30,000 followers just with Matt's instant freaking
bro, the cool
plug.
Thing about it is...
I'm going
my buddy...
You're going blocker.
My buddy, I did the last episode with...
Dude, I'm so hot right now. My sunglasses
you're fogging?
Fogging up. The future just fogged.
He works for Delta Airlines, so he gets free flights. So we're going to go all over the U.S.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Already.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
But,
okay.
Was that a seagull?
We're clearly in the fourth dimension right now. If you guys remember Chad Williams from a couple weeks ago,
sleep deprivation. I just listened to that one, actually.
And you get in the sleep deprivation. Did you like it?
That was dope. Yeah, it was super good.
We're having him back on next week.
We're not sleep deprived. We're just
in the fourth dimension right now.
Our
you know what?
Reality has been burned off.
I'm thinking I have a new... Oh, my gosh. It is hard for me to talk. I'm thinking...
It stays, doesn't it? Huh?
It does. I'm thinking, like, a new rule, especially at the studio... If we have guests on, we need to add some minor challenges to every guest on the episode now.
I mean, that's going to be kind of tough to do because you have to come up with a challenge every time.
We'll do like some hot stuff or whatever. You know, like we'll bring something in. Like we'll bring a mystery food. Like we'll do something every episode.
Reach in one of those boxes and grab something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll do like a fear factor.
Matt's like, guess what this one is?
It's milk.
I hate you guys. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me.
Like, why is the box right there? He's like, ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit?
What, is it on your
lap? Mad TV or whatever, dick in a box?
Yeah, why do you have to, pick
Andy
it up?
Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake, and then Mothers, and the Mother's Day one.
It's just a
bring it on over to Omeletteville.
It's just a dick in a box.
Oh. All right, well, I think it's time to wrap this one up.
I can't keep talking anymore.
Yeah,
so
I don't think we need to keep talking. That's the problem. So
I hope you guys like this. We're going to do a follow-up YouTube series with Coda.
Yeah, we're definitely going
to
do that.
We'll find somewhere to go.
Maybe we can even just do that episode as a Hot Ones episode here.
We could always
like that.
Do that too, yeah. We could get our own wings and just do
double
our own
banger or something.
How were my wings? Did you guys like them?
They were good.
They were pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so
what kind of cooked were they?
So I think what
how did you prepare them?
I think why they were so sweet, because I did a honey lemon pepper rub.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
So,
how do you cook them though? Do you just like fry them or bake them?
I did bake them this morning. I would usually Traeger them, but I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I woke up early, so I just threw them in the oven this morning. So get a bag, get your wings, add honey and just lemon pepper and a little bit of garlic.
Oh, it just came back.
Shake them up all night. Let them sit in the fridge. And then 375, and it depends on how many wings. So this was a 35-minute cook this morning, 375. You're going to get a nice glaze. And it kind of helped, though. I think it kind of helped with the spiciness because it gave that sweet initial.
The honey cuts a little
it
bit.
Fools it. It fools you. It lets you have like a palatable taste on the front end where you're like, this isn't bad.
Wow, Matt, this is the most knowledgeable part of the show. Like, this is awesome. Keep it going.
And so anyways.
I'm going to this place called Big Owls, and they barbecue their wings. They're not like fried.
Usually smoke. Like,
yeah, that's what they
do. I'm
smoke
a big
them.
Smoker. Yeah. Like, Devin has my old smoker, my big boy. I have my little boy at home. And if we want to go traditional, we got the Scout at home. So I got the Scout at home. I got the junior grade, and then
a little boy at
he's
home.
Got the 600
can't
over there. So Traeger grills. Next time we'll get the Traeger going. I'll add some Traeger to this for a shout out.
Did we lose a cap,
dude? No,
no cap.
Thank you for Protector though. No like shout out Sean Haggerty at Protector. Your beer really helped this hot challenge.
The coffee's really good too.
And we would like to get a podcast with them soon too. Actually,
so Protector Brewery, their beer's awesome. That helped with the spiciness. Canadips, as usual, use promo code FAIL20. Muertos Coffee for trying to put the fire out today.
That black coffee's great. Usually it sucks. It's really good.
Yeah.
Shout out guys, that's
Muertos
fucking amazing.
Cool.
It's amazing.
Use Just Another Failure at Muertos and Heatwave Visual. We got rad future sunglasses.
Those look way better than Pit Vipers for sure.
Yeah.
Just let them know, dude.
Heatwave is where it's at. It's not about the Pit Viper game.
And this is about Heatwave. Look, this is a heat episode.
This is a heat episode with Heatwave.
We went through a Heatwave.
Use promo code FAIL there, and you get 15% off. So, or no, 10. We're 10% there. We got Rockwell watches to keep the time on how bad we burn during this entire thing today.
Yep.
Then our flags.
We have a promo code with them, too.
Yeah. We have Fail 20.
Fail 20.
Or Failure 20.
I think it's Failure 20.
I'm going to, you know what? Don't quote us yet.
We don't even know our own promo codes, guys.
Dude, I mess these up every single time. I'm going to talk through this for a second.
I don't even know our
Rich is our boy out there.
Wait, hold on.
Failure 20 at Rockwell Watches.
And that's 20% off. So you're getting 20% off of everything that we
got. If you love the flags, expect self-rescue. We're in that right now. 30 seconds out, Idaho.
Yeah.
We don't have a promo code yet. I'm going to work on that one.
A what? Promo kit?
Promo kit. We don't have a promo code, but we have a code.
But finishing this up, shout your stuff out, man. Let people know where...
I got my boys at Outletic Gear. We did the hot noodle challenge. That's coming out, I think, today. Honestly, I think it's coming out today.
Right on.
Which, when this comes out, what's the date today? I don't know what the date is today.
Today's the 13th or something.
The 12th. The video comes out on the 12th.
Today.
Last week, two weeks ago.
Yeah,
it comes out 2 weeks ago.
It came out on the 12th.
Okay.
It came out 2 weeks ago.
All right, we'll edit this. Okay, so I got a hot noodle challenge coming out on March 12th.
So go back in time.
Oh, fuck, I did it again. Okay. Yo, I got a video with Outletic Gear that came out 2 weeks ago. We did this hot noodle challenge. It was actually a lot hotter than this because we didn't eat these insane sauces. And you guys could check out my channel. I've got like 5 videos up now, so we're gonna do one with these guys, and it's gonna be super soaked. So I'm super super excited.
I'm actually kind of coming out of this right now. So,
we Eat Wings is
We Eat Wings on YouTube, and I have Instagram We Eat Wings. And I stream on Twitch, but you don't gotta follow that yet.
Too, but
I'm not very good, so you don't tune in. Don't waste your time right now.
All right. Well,
all right.
We're plugging it, but
yeah.
Thank you for coming on and sitting with us through this hell.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Everyone, good luck getting back home to work, to wherever you may be traveling today.
Good luck to everybody that's going to sit in my car for 3 hours with me. Y'all are in trouble.
This was fun. As usual, let us know what you guys think. Let us know what you guys want to see. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Just Another Failure Podcast. Check us out on Spotify, Anchor.fm. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
everywhere every platform podcasts are found.
Just Another Failure. Let us know what you like. Share us. Support us. We do have a website, www.justanotherfailure.com. We got one t-shirt up. We'll get more coming. Clockwork's going to hook us up soon with more t-shirts, hats, gear. And we're going to work on a giveaway. We did
good shit, too.
We did a Duffy Boat giveaway last year. We're going to do some cooler stuff coming up. So,
they don't do cheap stuff.
Yeah. Check us out. Let us know what you liked.
New era.
We'll see you guys next week.
And,
appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming on, buddy. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Late.